It's dubbed the submarine capital of the world. And on Tuesday, the Naval Submarine Base New London in Connecticut celebrated its 100th birthday. The United States' first submarine base opened on June 21, 1916. It sits on the banks of the Thames River and is now home to 18 fast attack subs and nearly 10,000 naval employees. WSHU's Brian Scott Smith was at the centennial celebration.
Military and elected officials walked onto the USS Nautilus, the world's first operational nuclear-powered submarine, now permanently docked as a visitor's attraction at the Submarine Museum, and heard the story of the base's humble beginnings as a naval yard, storage depot, and coaling station. The state of Connecticut has invested heavily in the submarine base over the years, even when it came under attack of closure, surviving on many occasions, as Governor Daniel Malloy recalled.
Because of the foresight of those individuals who originally were responsible for donating a portion of this base and protecting its operation through various challenges, some not so long ago.
And the base's future was also celebrated, as Rear Admiral Jeff Trusler revealed.
The submarines are going to be interacting with unmanned systems. You're not going to recognize the difference between a torpedo or an autonomous underwater vehicle in the future.
And despite changes in modern warfare, the future of the Silent Service certainly seems secure. Brian Scott Smith, WSHU News.